besides the win. I think we wrestled back the tempo of the game. I thought we had it there in the second quarter, and then we kind of lost it that last minute and a half where we gave up, you know, 8 points, had two turnovers, and then we go down at half at down by a point. So obviously the momentum was with them from that last 2 minutes. So to wrestle the back and get the tempo of the game in that third quarter was a huge, huge part for us. And same when you put, you know, I want to play DC, but three guys playing in front of him are playing as well as I've ever seen. Lucas, Angus, Jesse and Maddie, you know, and I was just trying to find some timing. And then the third quarter, I want to get him out there. And, you know, he helped change that momentum big time just with his energy. And, you know, so I'm proud of him staying with it and not cracking the, you know, the SHBIP-T. And that's a credit to as he's a professional.
Mm.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, they've recruited very well in Melbourne, and we knew it was tough, and they're super talented. So it was good to get that test early in the season. I don't think we still can play a lot better. The closing quarter's out number one, and our offense is putted along at stages, but we're finding where the ball needs to go, and that's a good sign. Look, this league is, it's just not two teams. This league is so tough, you know. As soon as you get in front of yourself, you lose three in a row. You know, it's a tough league, and we understand that. And now we've got to jump on a plane and get ready for go to Cairns.
DC, was there a relief for you tonight, the way you
played? I mean, the guys have always had faith in me, so just being able to go out there and show them that I'm here for them just as well as they're there for me. It was a great feeling, great environment for me.
What were your feelings in the first half when you weren't getting
out of the room? I mean, at this point in my career, I'm used to just being a part of a team. Sometimes you got to put the team before yourself. So regardless of what I want to do individually, the team comes first. And you have guys like Lucas, Maddie, Angus, and Jesse that's all doing so well that you have to be able to be there for them. Just like they're there for me when I'm doing well, I got to be there for them when they're playing well. And that's what makes a team a team.
You feel like you can build from here?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think any player can always build from any point of their career. And I just need to take this and try to build on it.
What does it do for your confidence? You can obviously do it at training, but to put it into practice in a game for this team now, what does that performance tonight do for your confidence?
I mean, it's a great confidence booster, but the most confidence booster for me is just the faith my teammates have behind me. Just in the press, in the interviews, all the guys are all giving me praise, saying how well I play, how well I practice, that little things like that keep you going. Like, if your team's behind you, you don't ever have any bad days because you know you got more than just yourself to, like, kind of fight for, and you got something bigger than yourself to fight for, and that's what this team is, a bunch of guys rallying in to fight for each other.
Coach, you played with the response from Bryce after a quieter offensive game last week. You really helped in that third quarter.
Yeah, I think I mentioned last week that our most imports to try and get 16, 17 shots up last week. Bryce is not that kind of guy. He plays, he moves the ball when it needs to move, and he's so smart on the floor. And I thought he picked his moments, you know, had some really good looks early and they didn't drop, but they were really good looks. And the same with DC said, all the boys at halftime said, yeah, keep shooting, you know, keep going. It's fun to be a part of a team when your teammates have got your back. And you know, when he gets going, it's, you know, we know what he can do. So, no, pleasing. I wasn't there at the start when he got introduced, so I hope there was cheers for that. But, you know, the facts of the matter is we love Casey, but he's the opposition. You know, I'd be surprised if the Red Army would cheer an opposition every time we got the ball. He made his choice. Let's move on. We're happy with our team, and now he's just a regular guy on the opposition.
How did you view his game tonight, and how did you view your job in
I think we did a really good job all over defensively. They keep that team, that talented team, to 84 points. And, you know, Ware got some good looks in the third quarter. I thought we did a really good job with him. And Anytime they shoot a low percentage, it's a great defensive job with a super talented team.
First road trip for you guys, obviously. What's the main sort of focus between now and Sunday?
Yeah, look, that was a physical game, this one here, so it's make sure our bodies are right. And the good thing is we've been on that road trip early this year. We'll just make sure DC gets a window, and I'll show him a few kangaroos bouncing around Alice Springs, and it's all good. Oh, it's all of us, even Dexter. You know, Dexter last week, same thing, and he came on again and was really aggressive, and that was great. So, you know, it's a problem that I haven't had too many times in my coaching career of having players all in the same position playing great. It's normally someone's playing bad and it's an easy rotation. So, you know, I'm scratching my head at the moment how I get them all on, and it's a credit to their character, and they're supporting each other, and when it's their turn they're going hard, so which makes it even harder to make a move. But I'm so proud of DC. He's you know, he's copped a little bit from the media and he hasn't had an opportunity, but he's been working hard, and he did well. Yeah, to use that, and you know, that's, we try to incorporate all our players' strengths into our system, and you know, we've seen what DC can do on the training court, and now he's done it out in the bright lights. Now we just got to be consistent and keep on working together to evolve as a team, and if we can do that, we'll be in good shape. Well, he's won a bit of money at the half-court shootouts in the past, so I thought, oh, yeah, bloody hell. You know, I wasn't too happy with the last 2 minutes, so that was kind of ice cream on top, wasn't it, to shoot that half-court one, but it happens.
Was there a bit of a rocket at half-time following that?
Oh, look, I was disappointed. I tried not to, in my younger days, I would have gone in there and ripped the paint off the ceiling, but I was a little bit more subdued, and it happened. Let's make sure it doesn't happen again, and how we've got to wrestle back the tempo, and the guys responded great.
Did Dano take a charge and get a flop warning in one play
tonight? I don't think so. Did he? I don't know.
I thought he got called for, he got the charge call and then the flop warning was delivered to you.
Oh, no, that was Lucas. It was two plays before. Lucas got the, yeah. And that's what I said, Chris Golding's a big, strong man. So Lucas, you know, he said there was a lot of impact.
just lastly on Angus, we spoke about him last week, and he's backed up.
Yeah. Yep.
People have been talking about Josh Boone and how good he started. Is Angus the most improved player? It's only round three, but is he the most improved player at the moment
coming around? Look, to tell you the truth, I don't pay that much attention to other teams. But for Angus, his improvement halfway through last year, it just started to click for him, and his finals last year was superb. And you know, we have faith in Angus, and you know, his development with Matty Nielsen, you know, he's got touch, he's getting position now, he's finding where to be. So you know, the sky's the limit for him. So hopefully, you know, you can make that consistent factor now.
Thanks, Angus.